Social media giant Twitter has this lunchtime told its Irish-based staff that it will comply with its statutory requirements surrounding redundancy, but it's also told affected employees not to come into the office over the next 30 days. On Friday, the company's new owner, Elon Musk, announced worldwide job cuts, while the Wall Street Journal this morning warns that Facebook's parent company, Meta, is planning its own redundancies, perhaps as early as this week. Twitter currently employs 500 people in Ireland, while Meta's Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp firms here employ 3,000 directly and a further 6,000 people in support services. We'll hear from the possible impact of all of this on the Indigenous tech sector in just a moment. But first, let's get the latest from our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, first of all, the situation in relation to Meta. Well-sourced, this report over the weekend from the Wall Street Journal. Any further details emerging about what the company is planning?
No, we have no details about where or when these job losses will occur, Brian. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the announcement could come as early as Wednesday. They are saying it could potentially impact thousands of staff worldwide. What we do know from an Irish perspective is that Meta is a very large employer. You went through the numbers there. 3,000 people employed directly here in Ireland, a further 6,000 at a variety of sites. This would include, they have a data centre in Cluny and Meath. They have a reality lab in Cork. All these support services. So a very, very, very large employer. I've been in touch with the Twitter Ireland office and they are not commenting specifically on this Wall Street Journal article. All they are saying today, however, is pointing the media to comments made by Mark Zuckerberg last month during an earnings call where he did talk about job losses and reducing the company size. And just to give you some of the important quotes from that, he said, in 2023, we're going to focus our investments on a small number of high priority growth areas. He said, this means that some teams will grow meaningfully, but others will stay flat or shrink. We expect, he said, that by the end of next year, the company may be smaller than we are today. So that's by the end of next year. So Mark Zuckerberg certainly flagging this. Look, we know that Meta has been hit on multiple fronts. There's a global economic slowdown that's hitting all of the tech sector. Meta in particular is under pressure in terms of users because rivals like TikTok are stealing a lot of their users and certainly eating into a lot of their profits and eating into a lot of the user base that would traditionally be out there. And Meta's been hit by other things, privacy changes by Apple. There's also concerns out there, Brian, about Mark Zuckerberg and the amount of money he's pumping into this metaverse. This is his grand plan. He thinks this will be the next big thing, this virtual reality 3D world, billions of dollars being invested in it. There's a lot of concern out there. We know that Meta's forecasted revenue for the fourth quarter is down. They're also predicting higher costs. And as we say, reports that they are now looking to trim possibly a lot of jobs later this week.
And in relation to Twitter, the redundancies announced last week, the people who were being told in those emails that they were being let go, the company now saying, well, actually, we will abide by Irish redundancy regulations. It'll be, for example, this 30-day notice period, and people will continue to be paid during that period.
That's right. And I suppose it's important to stress that certainly a lot of the reporting on Friday might have given the impression that all these people were being let go in Twitter. A lot of them were receiving emails or letters saying, look, you are potentially going to be made redundant and there will be next steps and there will be process. We're learning a little bit more this lunchtime about what those next steps and processes are. First off, Twitter telling its affected Irish employees that they will inform the Minister for Enterprise about their plans in terms of these layoffs, which is what is laid out in employment law. Twitter also telling potentially impacted staff that they're not required to come to work. They will have to stay away from the office. No decisions yet made on redundancies until the end of this 30-day consultation period. In the interim, they will continue to receive all pay and contractual benefits. They were told that while staff may not have access to their company's systems, this does not mean that they won't be consulting with them. And you'll recall from Friday, that was one of the big reports as well, that people were effectively cut off from their Twitter systems and couldn't get into the internal systems. But the company is saying that they will continue to consult with them. They will continue to deal with them. It's a 30-day consultation period. The staff being told that more details will emerge about which jobs, how many jobs, and who specifically will be affected over the course of that 30-day period.